When I grew up in an immigrant family, we were always told children should be seen but not heard. Well, I think in this case, children are not even being seen, so I think a lot more attention has to be paid for this. There are about 15 million orphans of AIDS in the world. They've lost either one or both of their parents. But their problems start long before they become orphans, because most of these children have to care for their sick parents, and they have to leave school, and they're also deprived of education and skills for the future. More than 13 million of those orphans are in Africa, sub-Saharan Africa. And in Africa, certainly the local cultures, most of them, would not really deal with orphan problems before, because the children would just be absorbed in their extended families or in their villages. But now, they're just being saturated with orphans. And so even in those families that want to take children in, they can't really fulfill the needs that those children have. And you have second-class citizens within your own family, where the biological children of may get more than the children who have come in as orphans. Schooling is a very, very important problem. Even in those areas where most children would go to residential schools, they don't have the school fees, they don't have the money for books and for uniforms, and so they're deprived of education. And you see more and more, especially in this Africa, the street children phenomenon, which one never saw before. And so bands of children living on the street, many times they become the first to be taken up as child soldiers in areas of conflict. And of course, many of them are abused sexually and go into the sex work industry.